You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off, or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs, and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Hey guys, it's Sarah with another recap. Okay, so Bronwyn had just discovered all her auntie's meds were stolen, and she knew who did it too. Puppy, even though she's been extra nice trying to get him a rose. When we left off, she was leaving her building for the first time since she was almost four. Here's the exciting conclusion of Bleeding Love.
In the burnt-out room in the burnt-out tenement on the north side of Kingfisher Avenue, empty vials and pill bottles are strewn everywhere.
That's the stuff.
Lolly sucks on a lollipop while Puppy injects her with Madame Floy's meds.
Oh, I want your slobber. Oh, yeah, slobber, Puppy. Yeah, give it to me. Give it to me. Stop. That's it. Get off of me. Off!
What's wrong?
The stuff's wore off. More of that blue.
We're out of blue.
More blue!
We're out, baby.
Pills, then! Give me some pills! Yeah. Come on, give me.
We're all out. Look it, baby. Look at all these empty ones. You took it all.
All? All? Well, get more!
There's none more to get.
You don't love me.
No, I would get more, but I already swiped it all. For you, baby. For you.
Tyrant! Why'd I even ever take you back, huh? I'm too tenderhearted. That's what Mama used to say about me. Too tenderhearted. Well, you couldn't even get a real rose. Brought me some fake plastic thingy. Pathetic! You're just like everyone. Taking advantage of my natural goodness. I should kick you out. Out! Get out that
puppy.
Bronwyn appears in the open doorway.
Gawker! That's a nice trooper hat. Where'd you get it? I boosted that for you, Puppy.
Bronwyn, this is no place for somebody like...
Bronwyn? Stay!
Bronwyn, we haven't had a chance to properly meet.
Bronwyn!
I'm Lolly. Pop!
What?
Pop!
I thought you kicked him out. I thought you and he weren't together. I thought...
Is that what you thought? Well, Gawker, gawk at this.
I should go.
Hey. This party's just getting started.
Let her leave, baby.
Baby?
You. Sit. You. Stay.
Dirty virgin, she's got the urge and she sniffs out where he's at. Dirty virgin, look who's emerging in heat like an alley cat. Looks like a nun, but she's no sister. Coming and thinking he can't resist her. Dirty virgin, got no one of her own. Dirty virgin, she feels the surge in a place she never been.
Oh,
for cheap thrills, stealing granny's pills, crooking for no thrills, dealing. Does this confuse you? Your shoes, ha! Your dress, ha! Your hair, ha! The mess! Your skin, pale. Your eyes, odd. Your hands, frail. Your thighs, gay! Are you Latin and dirty, splatting, witchy? What speak in Spain? Dirty virgin, ordering her ginger ale with a shot of me.
My whole life, I looked out the window, hoping I'd find love. Then, when I saw you two, I thought, there it is. But you are a pair of outlaws and hooligans and wild drug fiends. And if this is what love is like, I hope I never find it.
Bronwyn throws the trapper trooper hat down and runs from the tenement.
Bronwyn!
Puppy, heel! We got everything we need out of her.
Let me see. One of these vials must have a little left. Here's one.
I'll give it to you, because you're my slobber baby. Slobber, slobber.
But first, I want you to be a good puppy and roll over.
Puppy? Roll over.
I'm done rolling over.
Puppy?
You can play dead.
Puppy goes after Bronwyn.
Hey, get back here! Heel, stay! Puppy? That's it! I'm not never, ever, never taking you back, sucker! Ha ha!
Oh, oh, oh. Oh, oh, oh.
So that gawker took that boy. Sloppy seconds and joy. I got this and this is bliss. I'm so now I can make myself pop.
Pop.
From the fire escape, Puppy jumps down on Kingfisher Avenue, where he finds Bronwyn near a dumpster.
Sorry, I didn't mean
just
to.
Just go.
I wasn't trying to hurt you, man.
Advice. Next time you're not trying to hurt me, don't ask to hear my music. Don't trick me into playing waltzes so you can steal my great auntie's medication. And don't sit through a cello lesson you obviously have no interest in. And can you maybe not call me man?
Sure, man.
You took everything.
Yeah, I probably shouldn't have done that.
What's she gonna do? She needs her medicine.
You won't believe me, but I almost brought it all back.
You're right, I don't believe you.
I wanted to return it. But when you were playing cello, I looked at you. And I saw something. I don't know what, but it was clean. And sweet, and good, and pure. And I knew, somehow, that if I came back, I'd break that. Man, I don't never, ever, never want to break that.
But when you didn't show up, that's when I felt broken. Look. It's snowing.
No.
Can you hear it? Where's the storm? Something happened. I feel warm. Can these streets start to thaw? Suddenly, I'm in awe. Is this summer somehow? Is this summer here now? Winter flu revealing you. Is this summer?
I've known nighttime, never day.
Before this,
all I wanted, one real kiss.
Bronwyn takes Puppy to the greenhouse on the roof, where plants are thriving, flowers are blooming. Only the rose bush has yet to blossom.
Whoa! What's this?
The greenhouse. This is what flowers are like when they're real.
How?
Okay, so all the plants were like dead, but I knew when Sweet William's mother was alive, she came up here, and she used to sing, and I thought, I play cello. So I started coming up here with my cello, and I'd wear your trooper, trapper, trapper, trooper hat, and I'd play till my shoulder hurt, and it sounds so crazy. Probably didn't do anything.
You were getting me a rose? I didn't think it was possible.
You were so sad, and it looked like you loved her so much.
Is there roses, really?
Just one. Here. But it hasn't bloomed yet.
Wow!
I don't know if I did anything, really. It probably wasn't the music. It might have been the grow lights and the fertilizer. But all the same, I played music. And look around.
Music can be very, very useful.
Is this
takes them and takes them to the greenhouse floor. Meanwhile, in Madame Floy's flat, the cuckoo clock sounds, but Bronwyn isn't there to hear it.
Bronwyn! My shot! Shot!
Sergey? Dear God, how are you? I've been shot! I didn't expect this. Close that window, it's nippy!
Look at that
mustache.
When I was a child prodigy, I was a child prodigy.
Cuckoo, cuckoo, Bronwyn, shot! Boy, is that sun?
Is that sun?
Madame Floy emerges from her bed and crawls towards the door.
Sergey, you wouldn't believe what I've seen. I've been so damn lucky to think I'm a queen. There were parties where the best of the best come to meet, and brunches where I couldn't hear myself eat. Candlelit dinners to benefit sinners and unlikely winners of my. I still had your
Sergey?
Madame Floy?
Madame Floy goes into the stairwell where Sweet William is sweeping.
Oh, there you are, Sergey. I've waited for you.
What are you doing in the stairs?
Stairwell. Thank you for coming. I thought you forgot.
Forgot what?
I waited all night for your train in that.
Bronwyn!
Bronwyn!
Bronwyn! Beautiful Bronwyn!
How could you come here?
The door to the roof. That shouldn't be open. I'm the one with the key. Where is the key? Bronwyn.
Sweet William goes up the stairs to the roof.
Beautiful Bronwyn. Beautiful Bronwyn. Beautiful.
He looks inside the greenhouse and sees the unthinkable.
Bronwyn there sleeping in his arms. This is very wrong. Gotta sound alarms. Gotta run. Run. Bronwyn there, she must have the key. How'd she get the key? She stole from me. Gotta run. Run. How could I be so betrayed? Was our love just a charade? Well, father gets upset when father's rules are disobeyed. Father! Father!
William! Don't scream when I'm in the basement cleaning rifles. Where's your broom?
Someone's there in the building here. You must get them out. It's a thief I fear. Gotta run. Run. Someone's there broken in somehow. They will take it all. They're stealing now. Gotta run. Run.
Where?
Up there. Up there.
This calls for my good rifle.
And someone's there. Nothing I can do. I was really scared, so I came to you. Gotta run.
On the greenhouse floor, Bronwyn slowly wakes. She disentangles herself from Puppy's arms and looks around, amazed by the flowers and the lush foliage that surround her. The greenhouse is thriving. On the rose bush, she finds a bud, not a red one, but a bud. Bronwyn sings to it.
Look at you napping. Sleeping in your bed. Open your eyes, there's a new day ahead. A little love, now look who glows. Hello, pure white rose. Even though it's nighttime, every seed is cold. It might be the right time for fortune to unfold.
The bud flowers into a rose.
Puppy,
You awake? It's finished.
Whoa.
Okay, I know it's white and not red, but... I mean, come on! I did that!
I can't believe it.
An open heart can melt what froze and throw away a real life.
Bronwyn?
Intruders!
Don't shoot! Don't shoot! Bronwyn.
Bronwyn? What have I done?
Puppy? Look, I did get you a red rose. Do you see it?
The rose? I see it. It's an amazing rose.
Not that.
What?
It's so beautiful.
What's beautiful?
Sunlight.
She dies in Puppy's arms. What luck. He was asked to find a red rose, and there one was. A rose so red, the Latin name for it must be...
Rosa dixidigigrandum.
Madam Floyd!
The Latin name must be...
Rosa dixidigigrandum.
Unpronounceable.
Father, look! The plants! The flowers! Everything's like it used to be! We don't have to remember no more! That's a very red rose, isn't it, Father? Very red. Get away from her! I only wanted to sniff the rose. You mustn't act distressed in front of flowers. They're sensitive. I know, because I'm a flower.
That night, Puppy plucked the rose from the rose bush and escaped into the darkness. He sprang from the roof of the Halcyon, taking his precious Trapper Trooper hat, the cello, and the white rose stained red with Bronwyn's heart's blood.
When I was a child prodigy... No, that's not right. When I was a... Bronwyn? Why are you lying lifeless on the ground like that? Bronwyn?
Father and I, we were outside on the roof out there. We saw someone moving in here. You know Father and his rules. Father thought an intruder... Naturally, he shot. It was very bad of Bronwyn to be up here.
Bronwyn! You're in too!
La da 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 da.
Sergei!
Mother?
Puppy made a clearing in the snow, just beside the old dumpster where he and Bronwyn first felt the warmth of summer. There he sat, playing cello.
This blood you shed made the rose turn red. Let it nurture the earth, so when I each day I will cry for your day in the sun. Bronwyn, you were the one. Bronwyn, you were the one. Rose, rose through the frozen soil. One rose, rose. One rose stretched so its vines could coil. One rose, rose. And the roses spread as we looked ahead. and the trees came back, turning green from black. People came back north as the lights sprang forth, all from one rose, and the sun rose, and the long fabled last sun rose.
With just one seed, without a warning, with no one noticing it suddenly is morning. One single person can start a whole new world.
Feel the summer somehow.
It's just
feel
a
summer now.
It's just
feel
a
summer now.
Just a lifetime
in this heat.
My heart can beat.
Never felt yet now I melt. Feel the summer.
Thank you for listening to Bleeding Love. Please subscribe, rate, and review, and tell your friends. Bleeding Love, a post-apocalyptic new musical. Book and story by Jason Schaefer. Music by Arthur LaFrenz Bacon. Lyrics by Harris Duran. Directed and edited by Harris Duran. Produced by the Broadway Podcast Network, Dori Berenstein and Alan Seals, in association with Kent Nicholson, Katie Rosen, and Steve Saporito. Starring Annie Golden as Madame Floy, Rebecca Naomi Jones as Lolly, Mark Kudish as The Super, Sarah Stiles as Bronwyn, Taylor Trench as Sweet William, Tony Vincent as Puppy. Orchestrated by Bruce Coughlin. Additional production and orchestration by Arthur LaFrenz Bacon. Re-recording mixing by Rick Schnupp. Sound edited by Jose Villeman. Sound engineering by Alan Seals. Song recordings produced by Tim Andreasen with Soren Moeller, creative producer of the Fredericia Theater. Martin Conga, musical director and keyboards. Stefan Schackinger on guitar. Florian Navarro on reeds. Jakob Rosenthal-Provisen on violin. Tobias Lautrup on cello. Alan Nagel on bass, and Lars Mullenberg on drums. Additional vocals on the prologue by Aaron Ramey and Lucia Spina. Vocals recorded at Avatar Studios NYC and the actors' apartments during self-isolation.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.